Okay, going to call to order on October 9th, 2024 at 6:30 p.m., the special meeting of the Montville Park and Rec Commission at 6:32. Can we rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Gloria, could we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Bartlett.
Present.
Commissioner Beaupre is absent. Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chase is absent. Commissioner Hillman?
Present.
Commissioner Plikas?
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson is absent. Commissioner Schober?
Present.
Commissioner Stone?
Present. Okay. New business. Proposal from Bill. Bill, I can't pronounce your last name. I'm going to call you Mr. Bill, Mr. Disc Golf. How's that? You can go up to the podium and...
There's no mic there, Gloria. There's no mic.
Could I just...
The floor is yours.
Could I let you guys look at a few?
Sure.
This game again, Disc Golf.
Hold on. Wait till you get up to the microphone.
Well, I want to thank Pete Bushway, who I've been working with for 14 years. Okay, Bill Mikulowicz, 27 Kim Avenue, Uncasville, Connecticut. Right by Mohegan School. 50th high school reunion is coming up tomorrow.
Very good.
I'm going to see my first football game, too. Okay, I've been doing this since 93, after coming back from San Diego and saying, man, this would be so great if Connecticut could do something with this game. I was a golfer. And boy, that gets to be expensive. In the old days, you'd be $4.50 for a green fees. Kids today, my God, how can you? And to learn that game, I hit four Shantok, and I became a nine handicapper by hitting golf balls more and more. But here's a game where I've seen in San Diego. I went there in 19, the strike at EB, so 84, and then I said in 89, it was a beautiful course. Balboa Park across the street. I wonder what they're doing with frisbees. And somebody introduced this thing to me and says, wow. And it's free. And it's a game that I'd like just to show you. These are publications. There is a Pro Disc Golf Association. These kids get good so fast. And just something to look at.
So Bill, let me interrupt you for a second.
Yeah.
You don't really have to sell us at all on disc golf. We just want to know what your proposal is.
Okay.
Thank you.
I've been asking Pete a place to put some frisbee baskets. So, I mean, we have, of course, in Mohegan Park, one might be proposed, but a little training area. And then Pete told me, when Pete told me that, wow, never did this before, that there is an area in back of the old tennis courts. And by the way, I've seen the pickleball courts, and wow, that's amazing. But it's got lights, where if you put a basket, the kids could go out at night. This is also a game that doesn't stop in the fall and the winter, and wow. So Pete said, let's go look at that. And I said, my God, I have a little area where you can put three nice baskets, which takes the light. You shut the other lights off in the back where there's no more use for it, but it does shine into that area where the lights can get people coming out, people walking their dogs, the dog park, and they'll see it. So what an excellent little place. I made a little map here. The ones in green, three baskets. I have the best equipment you can get. I've got $600 baskets, and Pete was nice enough to allow me to take three of them over to Fair Oaks. It works too.
You can't record what you're talking
about. Oh, that's the reason why.
Yeah.
So, the unrecording.
Yeah, well, he knows how you
so
talk.
I was thinking, I have so many, I have thousands of dollars of equipment, maybe $8,000 of baskets. These are pictures of my past and whatever. And I'm 70 in 2 years, and who knows when I'm going to die. But I always have this promotion. I don't get paid for it. It's just something that I don't have a lady telling me, knock it off. But I got a beautiful little course around my house. But this is something, this little area in the back with three baskets in green. These two could be in orange added later, where the kids would learn how to throw, shape a shot this way, this way. What a dream with skills.
So what you're proposing is, are you proposing donating three baskets or letting us borrow three baskets?
All the stuff in the world, there's no borrow. This costs you guys nothing. I will give this town anything it needs.
Okay.
Even, well, you might put a course in the future. I know how to put these things in. I invite you all even to visit my home, how I do it right. You put a basket in the ground like this. Oh, my God, it's at an angle.
So are these... Not to, again, just to try to move this along a little bit. Are these permanent baskets or portable baskets?
I can make them. You know, my only concern is somebody coming along. I had one guy once try to steal my $600 beauty in the back. These that I have here, you'll see that block that I have.
Yeah.
You'll be buried in the ground, and the pipe comes up, and it just is above the ground that much where I can cap it without the basket there, but there's no reason because it's going to be chained on the inside, so you can't take it. You can't steal it. If it happens, well.
And like I said, I wasn't trying to cut you
this
off.
This is a donation. One thing I did with the Groton Park, Greg, I said, please find me a place, Mary Hill over in Groton, under a street light and in Washington Park. I gave him a $600 beauty. You got to donate, and I said, please take it. And it's under a street light, and the kids can play.
Okay.
So my whole theme is with kids.
It's semi-permanent. If we need to remove it, we can. But
And what's neat about what I'm doing with that one block, when I put a permanent one, I just stack another block on top of it, put the permanent hole in, a little cement, they're not getting that out.
Okay. Very good.
But it's just permission. You know what's nice about this? Liability is not an issue. If everybody comes to my house, somebody gets hurt, oh my God, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Yep.
My course is always a model. But when I put them in, I like to put them in basket height 32, 33, not too low, the right height. It's done correctly, but this is a little place that kids learn how to.
Okay, excellent. Very good.
I didn't even get nervous. I'm kind of nervous and Pete is too about it. I have cousins in Florida right now and I hold my breath a little. What they're going
Well, we all wish them well. All right, I think we've heard that.
I see this a lot on the YouTubes.
Very good.
Mr. Chair, I apologize for arriving late. I'm just looking at these photos myself. I take it that this is something that's proposed in the area of the present pickleball courts behind the area there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the area we're not using.
The lights can reach it.
Yeah. Yeah, the spillover from the tennis and pickleball courts will be plenty of light.
Was I, you know, interest. But now that I'm in with the kids, Montville Youth Services. Hopefully, Montville will take one of my baskets.
Okay, we appreciate you coming and thank you. We'll, as I mentioned to you earlier, we'll, you know, if we have some comments on this, we'll do that at the end of this, and you know, we'll get back to you. Thank you very much. We appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No fire photography scares us.
Hope you all have a nice meal at home at night.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, remarks. Can we note that Mr. Chase has joined us? Very good. Already noted, right? Thank you. Just wanted it on the record, you know. All right. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. To consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of September 18th, 2024.
Make a motion to accept the minute.
Second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to be recorded as abstaining. I'd like to be recorded as abstaining from the vote to approve the minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Why don't we do a voice vote? You got it? Okay. Thank you. Okay, Recreation Director's Report for October 2024.
So tomorrow we have the bid opening for the two basketball courts at Camp Oakdale in the morning. So once those are opened, I'll pass on the information that any pertinent information to you.
Can you share if we've gotten any responses yet?
I don't.
Okay, we don't know. Okay, thank you.
I did get a call today, actually, this afternoon, from the company that did the tennis and pickleball courts. We knew they were out of our price range, and they knew what ours was, but they're still interested should any of the bids we get are not accepted for whatever reason, and they would be able to come down a little bit. So I said, well, you only got so much money, so I don't know where we're going to find that extra
money. It really wouldn't do us any good if they don't submit a bid.
Right. Well, and they know that too. Okay. So yeah.
Why wouldn't they submit a bid?
They know they'll be like $50,000 over what we currently have.
They had put some estimates together using the same construction technique as the pickleball courts.
Yeah,
and that's not what we're looking for because of cost.
Okay.
Yep. Last Friday, I went to the large pavilion as they were painting the picnic tables. So those, well, we only had half of them done, but they looked really good. They were obviously finished. They're going to finish that day. And he was painting the bathroom at that time as well.
The bathroom had been painted, and they were doing the doors when I went by last Saturday.
Yeah, the doors, they wanted to match.
I think they're done painting, I think.
Yeah, I haven't been by this week, but...
I went by on Monday. It looks nice.
The bathroom's all painted.
I was amazed at the inside of the roof where power washed it and then stained it. And it looks amazing.
Very natural wood, yes. Looks very nice.
Really nice.
Yep. So the concrete will be next when they get the power wash and try and get the stains out of that.
And they still have to finish electrical?
He's way ahead of us. Lighting tomorrow. Great update. It's coming along quite well. I haven't received a bill from them yet, but I expect that to be coming around the pike pretty soon. So hopefully that will come in exactly what they said it was going to come in as. Keep our fingers crossed. And next Tuesday, the 15th, is the opening for the Discharges Park Court. So again, that's 10 o'clock in the morning when the bids are opened in the finance director's office. So the public is welcome to be there. And again, hopefully that one will work out just as well as all the other ones are planning to. Also next Saturday, I will be at Stop and Shop accepting donations for candy for Trick or Trunk from 8 till 12. And then at 1 o'clock, we have our pumpkin decorating event at the community center. And the following Saturday, of course, is Trick or Trunk. Currently, we have 22 trunks signed up, which is pretty good. Both Republicans, Democrats, the fire departments are all coming. The police department will be there. We're going to be very short with fire police. They may have either zero or one person coming. Their numbers are really low. They usually help park the vehicles out behind tile to keep them organized and then make a safe exit back out again. So trying to find someone to volunteer to do that job. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. I also, you'll notice, well, I'll save that one for the newsletter. So I'm good.
One thing on his, one of your items was CLA engineers are updating the Camp Oakdale maps.
Yes.
Can you please try to get them to add Mosterway to those maps?
Or
make a map, or make a small map of we have nothing on our website, nothing that anybody in the public. They don't even know Mosterway exists.
I'm not sure the size of the one we requested will fit Mosterway on it, but we can.
We might have to do a
separate one.
We might have
altogether.
To do a separate one.
Yeah,
and that's fine. I understand that it would shrink down.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe too small to be able to see, but there were things missing in a couple of buildings.
But I mean, I know they do have a map already of Mosterway. They should be able to.
They actually made that themselves, so they already have it digitally.
So, any questions or comments on the report?
About to make the same point you did. They already did a survey of that property. It should be perfectly easy for them to. Make a map.
Just make a map that we can post. Like I said, if you go through anywhere on our website, Mosterway doesn't exist.
And it would also help to point out the sort of preferred means of entrance and so forth from the parking area.
Yep, they did finally, you know, there is one of the kiosks is there now.
Yeah, I noticed.
And they're nice, they're well constructed, and that's, I think, the purpose of this effort is to get some bigger maps to put in there.
Yeah.
That would be a good place to put a trail map in there.
Yeah. It might not have to be on as part of the same. It would be nice if it were part of the same map that, you know, is being contemplated. But even if it were a separate map on the same kiosk.
It would shrink everything else too much because Mosterway is actually a pretty good piece of property.
But it's a discrete hike on its own. So in other words, a map that says, you know, enter over here and then this
is
all available to you.
Yep.
That would be great.
Okay, report from finance.
No surprises, as you can imagine, we're still early in the year. One of the things I've been working with our treasurer, Patrick, is the special revenue account report so that it's much easier for us to understand. And that's that last page that is more vertical than it is horizontal. Audited end of year balance fund 079 Parks and Rec. That's the page I'm referring to. So as you can see on the top, there was $71,953 as according to the auditors. At the end of the fiscal year 23. So that gets carry forwarded. And so that starting balance of A was the end of June. And then B is the amount of money we took in for the entire year of fiscal year 24. And we spent C, 123. So the new balance was 78,202. So starting this year, that 78,202 gets carried forward, and total revenue so far is 13.5. Our expenditures have been 9, and that 18,690 encumbrances are the pickleball lines for $3,000, and the electrical upgrades that we approved two meetings ago, in there. So that, I mean, that's encumbered.
Yeah, this is nice. The report's very nice.
It's much simpler to understand than the old ones that they were just having Munis spew out.
The other thing, I like that a lot. I think the other thing I know I would like to see, and I think everybody would, is we still have some ARPA lines open, believe it or not. We have 25,000 for that we were going to use to do plans for the community center. Now, unless the ARPA committee took it back, maybe they took it all back. But you know, maybe all the ARPA money has been.
I can check with Barbara on that.
But that would be nice to see in these reports too. If we do have any open items in ARPA, you know, how much funding's left on that? Because I know the deadline's coming up to use it or lose it, right? So, I think the end of the year. So
that's all I got for that.
Okay. November newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Another pretty lengthy one. One of the additions I wanted to touch base on was the holiday memorial tree that Linda Jean from Jean Mirror and Glass does as an event. They do it the week after the holiday tree lighting so that it's up, it's decorated, the lights are on and whatnot. So that is going into the newsletter, and I'll also mass email that to everybody in our database because I had asked, normally it's in our booklet, but I didn't get her information in time, so it didn't make it into the booklet. So it'll be in our newsletter for the next couple times around, and then mass email it out so that folks are able to attend that event. The 22nd of this month, actually, I just touched base with my rec track. We have 7 people signed up for the first floral class, which is going to be a wicker basket with fall flowers in it. I know this is November, but currently the orchids one only has 1 person signed up, and that one didn't go last year either. But the others will go strong. I think we have 9 already for the December 10th holiday wreath one.
Do you have the fees? Or is it like not in here but on the internet? I don't see the fees. Would they come, how much it costs to do these?
Yeah, they'll be on there.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was in last month too. And then the holiday market is also in there, the one that Town Councilor Southard is involved with. I'm not sure how many vendors they have, but I'm sure it'll be full like it was last year. It was a good turnout. And I believe that is Saturday after Veterans Weekend. Oh, Veterans Weekend must be in the middle this year. That's 16. So it's Saturday after.
Right.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. So, yep, we'll be, any changes will be, of course, added between now and when it goes out in 1st of November. But so far, we're looking pretty good on it. I did get some slightly bad news from the high school. They're going to use 4 days for their boys' basketball team to practice at Tile. So that's 4 days we're going to lose for our basketball program. Well, 2 basketball days and 2 volleyball days for, I'm not sure what they're doing. He just said that Monday and Wednesdays of, and it's 2 weeks in a row that the high school is using Tile for practice. So we lose our Monday night basketball and our Wednesday volleyball. So we'll be sure to pass that along to our group when they start meeting in November.
May I speak?
Yes, you may.
Peter, in the newsletter, you have the wreath next to the centerpiece description. And the centerpiece is next to the wreath.
Oh. Well, the verbiage.
funny, that's what she sent me, too. I'm pretty sure she probably didn't see that either. Yep, I will make sure that that gets changed.
So is the wreath going to be done on the 3rd, or is the wreath being done on the 10th?
The 3rd is the wreath.
Okay. So it's the 10th here. Because remember...
Just switch the pictures.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
My only thing is, can you, why isn't dance in here? Dance starts again November 11th, I believe.
Most of the signups will be completed by then, and
no, the new classes start.
Right, but
November
they sign. 11th. They start 3 weeks before that signing up. They'll start signing up this month.
But it wasn't made. Didn't make last month's newsletter either.
Well, and okay, yeah, right.
We should be promoting our programs, Pete.
Those classes are pretty much full all the time.
So you don't feel it has to be in the newsletter?
Well, again, we're already 7 pages long, too. So
make it 8, Pete. Paper's cheap. We send it out as a PDF, right? And you post it online. Well, this could be 100 pages. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I just don't understand. I feel it's you discriminate against the dance program.
Well, because karate and gymnastics and all those other ones aren't in there.
Well, you have either. Yoga in there. How did that get a half a page and dance doesn't even get a sentence?
We only have 12 in our yoga program, so. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
You don't, that's one commissioner's opinion.
Yeah.
Should the standard be that we include all of the programs?
I think we mentioned that.
Across the board. Whether there's 12 people or one person or. Whatever the numbers are, even if dance is full all the time, regardless of the number of participants, everything should be included in the newsletter.
You don't get new people if you don't publicize it.
And you can always take out pictures so that be less room.
Well, like I said, this thing could be as long as we want it to be. There's no limitation on how big this newsletter can be. None. So, any other comments on the newsletter?
I think every organization's activity should be in this thing, regardless of what they are. Because, like you say, I look down the list, I might, spark some interest because I wasn't expecting.
No.
I mean, if you don't read what's available, you're not going to know what's available. So, my question is, why isn't not every organization not being represented in the newsletter?
Agreed.
I mean, program.
Oh, program.
Organization. I was trying to think of what organization you're talking about.
Every program.
Okay. Any other comments? Thank you. Unfinished business. Some of this we've talked about. The Joyner Park Court replacement. We're waiting for the bids. Those are due next week, I believe. Playscape addition. That's supposed to. Do you hear any day? Is
yep.
It like have it shipped or whatever?
Yeah. Yep.
Do they drive it down or do they ship it?
I mean, on a ship or?
I mean, because I know workers are coming, so do they just bring it with them or do they ship it here and then they come meet it?
No, there's a company that trucks it in, but they tell the company installers we'll be there at 10 o'clock on Friday. To unload at that address, and then, so that's how it. That's now, how they do that.
Have they had to reach out to Public Works at all to figure out how to get this stuff down there?
They have been there. The
okay.
The company's been there, so they know it's a steep climb.
Okay.
Up and down, so they'll have to get some large equipment in there because they have to move the swing set first, which is why we're not doing the basketball court until after the playground is done first.
Yep, that's good. So that should be showing up any day. Camp Oakdale basketball court, we talked about that. The pavilion repairs, we've talked about that. I think once the electrical work is done, I think for this phase of maintenance / improvements that we're completed.
Just the parking lot design.
Yeah, we know that, but you know, I think that goes in with trying to come up with kind of a master plan for that area, figure out what we want to do. But the parking lot definitely needs. So.
Well, I'm not sure John Carlson touched base with you, but he and I had a discussion early this morning about the painters removed all the staples and nails from the columns and the picnic tables, which was quite a job, as you can imagine, over the years. There's a few in there. Yeah. Yeah, and that's not one guy. That was seven guys, 4 hours to do it. So we've come up with a policy that we'll be handing out to anybody who rents it that no nails, no tacks, no staples, no nothing in the walls or the picnic tables, and we've purchased the clamps for tablecloths that we will provide them when they rent out the facility. So they won't staple their tablecloth onto the picnic tables and ruin them. As
Peter, I'm very pleased to hear this, because when I drove by the pavilion maybe a weekend ago, something like that, where the work hadn't been completed, but it was looking really much better with the paint on the columns and so forth, I noticed people using the pavilion for some sort of an event with all manner of decorations. Yeah. And it prompted me to wonder. I wasn't going to interrupt, but I thought perhaps I'd go back afterward, which I didn't get a chance to do, to see if these were being stapled to the columns or tacked or nailed to the columns.
Yeah.
And even with tape, it left behind, it makes a mess, it becomes difficult to repaint later on and so forth. And my suggestion was going to be precisely what you've said, a mm-hmm. policy that's made clear to anyone renting the facility. We can only do so much. Inevitably, there may be some abuse, but I think it's very important.
Especially if we're providing the materials for them to secure it.
Absolutely. Just make clear that this is not appropriate.
It does, not to be a party pooper, but, how would you hang a balloon up?
Well, I don't know. Maybe no tape goes too far. I don't know. But clearly, a lot of work has had to be done to put into cleaning up the messes that have
been absolutely.
Behind.
I don't know if there's some surface we can put up on some of the columns.
I wouldn't mind so much if someone, used staples if they remove them afterward. But it's like anything else. They, some people leave a mess. It's just unfortunate.
You can go buy some telephone poles and they
yeah.
You know, right?
Any street corner where, businesses put up illegal signs, the little ones that look like campaign size.
But by the same token, people do want to hang balloons or hang a sign, so I don't really know anything off the top of my head that we could go ahead.
A policy of no defacing the property. Simple. You want to hang balloons, they're inflatable and generally they lighter than air. You bring string and a weight. But don't deface the facility. Because, you look at a telephone pole on a corner of a street.
You can put
that,
it.
I mean, you can only stick so many nails and staples in a column before it has to be replaced.
Or the other thing is put in their contract, if you damage, you will pay for it to be repaired.
Yeah, but I think part of this that is a good suggestion is maybe offering things that they could do to replace staples or whatever. What I was saying, I didn't know if we could, it's out off the wall, put some cork surfaces around some of the poles.
Yeah, strips of cork or stuff. So
that
wide
they could stick a tack in and,
It's a possibility.
I don't know. They do make, you know, like the clips for the tablecloth. Maybe there's some, we could mount some permanent clips that they could hang a balloon from. I don't, I understand we don't want to immediately start heading downhill after we refurbish this. But left to their own devices, people are going to put staples in there and hit the road. So.
No, it was the guy before me. He did it.
Well, look, in all likelihood, the policy will be abused. You won't really be able to do anything about, damage when it occurs, but at least you're making the point.
Well, that's not true. We can keep $50.
Well, and we've done that. In fact, a couple of weeks ago we did that. So,
is there an inspection, a post-inspection and a pre-inspection?
Before, on Friday, but then not again until Monday. So, you know, does the Saturday person do it? Does the Sunday person do it? So, again, once the cameras are in, it'll be easier to tell, but unless we're going to pay someone some overtime to go and check it out.
Well, you don't get your money until Monday morning.
Okay. Or you can have them take pictures of the post, like you take them on Friday and say, take a picture of the post before you even send it to me.
And we've had people do that before, saying, hey, when I got here, this is what I saw, and they took a picture and sent it to me. So, mm-hmm. But that's not very frequent. It's usually trying to figure out which one did it, and neither one.
And neither one did it.
Neither one did it, of course.
So. Not me. Not me.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Well, it's natural. We want to see the refurbished facility look as good as it can for as long as it can. And as I said, you're not going to dissuade everyone, but maybe if the policy going forward now does include that information, some people might think twice and probably all we can ask for.
Yep.
Okay. Job description committee is on here. We'll get that going soon. Website improvement. That's, again, an ongoing effort. Parks master plan. that's something we brought up, last meeting. It certainly makes sense to, commit all our ideas to paper. to start that, I had said last month that I was going to send out a list of, all the things we've talked about over the years, plus all the items that have been identified on our walk arounds, and I was just asking everybody to just prioritize, in your opinion, just prioritize them. I'll take the results and tabulate them, and then, next meeting, the goal will be to just present the results.
Mr. Chair, I think that kind of a survey among commission members is a good idea, but I still think we're talking about two different things. We had quite a bit of back and forth about this previously. We talked about that broad view of the entire range of facilities and a plan to sort of prioritize various improvements everywhere over time, but we also talked about our interest in doing something to improve that park center area where the pavilion is, where we and where there has been other work done lately. We had some great input from Mayor Bunnell last month, advice to move this off the dime by issuing a request for proposals for architectural services, landscape architectural services. I don't think that this is meant to suggest or to take away from your concept of an overall prioritization plan, but I think we had a pretty good consensus last month that we'd like to see some continued improvements, particularly of a landscape nature to that park center area, and a master plan in that respect, so that we know at least if opportunities are available, a few thousand dollars to plant some trees or to improve the entranceway where the water collects or something like that, that we know that we're not working on a piecemeal basis. I think that was a word that was used by a member. that has in the past resulted then in sort of being, you know, boxed into a corner in terms of improvements or not really having an overall sense of direction anyway. So I thought the mayor's suggestion was a good one. And again, I don't mean to take away from your survey idea toward an overall prioritization either. I think both are important. But I think that where we should perhaps go is to, in addition to what you've suggested, get a little more information from either the, I don't know, the mayor, the finance director, public works director, I'm not sure, about what an RFP should look like, how it should be constructed and issued. I have to admit that I don't know the answer to that.
So I you know, maybe I'm confused, or maybe this architect wouldn't know what he's trying to accomplish if we don't give him some ideas of what we want to see at these different places. Otherwise we'll say, hey, what do you think? Then we're,
well, that's certainly an evil.
I mean, I think we've
also
worked pretty hard over the last X amount of years to, you know, identify some things.
But it's not going to contribute to a landscape improvement plan for the Park Center area if we're discussing what priority further improvements at Disjardins Park have or a different field somewhere else. That's important, don't get me wrong, but I think we're talking about really two things.
And I think they're the same. In my mind, they're the same. A master plan is a master parks, a master plan of all our parks areas. Maybe Desjardins is complete.
I don't know, Rocky. I mean,
I think I understand where you're coming from, John.
Discussion last time.
Mr. Bonelli talked about it. I believe that we kind of should do that. We should take Camp Oakdale and get some ideas, maybe from an architect, a landscaper, to come up there and design something. Say this is the way we want it to look. This is we know what we want to look like. We want it to look good. How are we going to put that stuff in place? I think that's where you come from, and I agree with that. And then I think we can take that and then also do what you're talking about is prioritize everything else. But I agree with what you're saying. We should focus on the center up there, the pavilion area up there, dressing that up and, you know, making whatever, like the center of attention, like Mr. Bonnell is saying. And that's my opinion on that. I mean,
for example, you build a highway and an on-ramp or something. There's a conceptual drawing what you want it to look like when construction's finished. And they all conceptual drawings that have the beautification, the trees planted, and the shrubs and walkways. But if, like, we have improvements, you know, have been done to the pavilion, and there's still more to be done. Just say you have money to plant trees. Well, it makes no sense to plant a tree in a location only to have it, you know, get the chainsaw out 5 years from now because you put it in the wrong spot. That's wasted money and, you know, opportunity.
Oh, I agree with that.
So, I mean, I can say a conceptual drawing, our goal when we're done is we'd like it to look like. And maybe every year you have a pot of money, and which is one more step toward the goal. Re-improving the entrance or parking lot pavement. Well, if you don't have a plan on where we're going to go, well, it doesn't make much sense to put a paved parking lot in because, you know, it may be in conflict with a later development, not how you want the overall package to look like. So I think it's important that we, you know, this is what we want to obtain. We're not going to do it next year, but every year we're going to come closer to what we had envisioned.
Yeah, and I agree with all of that.
But we don't have...
You got to get that plan.
We don't have any envision, no vision.
But we haven't identified what we want at that area yet.
Well, maybe we got to sit down and every, you know...
I mean, that was the intent of the walk-around.
Talk to Public Works.
And...
What does this property have to offer? What can it provide? You know, here's the list of what it can provide and offer. And at some point, there's people who do this for a living. They design public space.
Yeah, it just sounds like we're coming at it from just two different angles. Whereas, because you still want to give an architectural drawing some guidelines. This is what
yes.
we want it to look like, correct?
Or we want it to
But
offer.
We don't know what it wants to look like until we identify what we want it to look like. So do we want a new parking lot? We want trees. We want shrubbery. We want to hide this. All those, you know, a bullet list of five or six things. And then you give that to the architect, and he builds the plan.
Correct.
And then
Right. I don't think you can
do information that we don't have. We aren't among ourselves, at least to my knowledge, specialists in designs for handicap access or anything like that.
Nope.
And that's where such a person, you know, a landscape architect or design professional can help to translate some of these concepts into reality.
Exactly.
There may be concepts we haven't thought of and suggestions that could come from a professional, but and it may be that as part of getting there, even as part of the architect's own design process, we're asked to identify some priorities for that particular area.
Yeah.
It's just that I think that if we, unless we start the focus or start a focus on that particular area, which we've agreed from discussion after discussion is where we'd like to see improvements, if this just gets swallowed up into an overall town-wide prioritization process, it's only going to push back for quite a while, I would say, getting even to the point where we're talking about now, which is to come up with a plan for the Camp Oakdale.
So I misunderstood. When we were talking a master plan, we have a lot of parks areas in town. The concern isn't with all the other parks areas. It's with Camp Oakdale Pavilion property only.
No, come up with a plan for every one of our facilities.
Right, and again, what I'm asking for, so right now, just, and I'm not trying to argue, but right now the only thing left on this list for Camp Oakdale Pavilion is parking lot improvements. Right now, it should be fairly easy for us to go to an architect and say, look, we're looking to improve Camp Oakdale parking. You know, we want to address handicap parking, and then landscape.
Well, I mean,
right?
the last time we visited that subject, it would have resulted in the whole area paved over per a plan that, you know, I would say fortunately didn't proceed. There has been some further work in that area that had, for reasons that may be beneficial in itself, has reduced really or removed all that was left of the natural landscape, you know, the hill and so forth, and we haven't replaced it with anything. And we had a very good conversation with the mayor after that process took place. And there was a desire to focus on that area. There were, a variety of suggestions. Again, it may well be an important part of a planning process to determine on the basis of member surveys when and at what point in time, for example, we'd like to see further playscape improvements at Fair Oaks School and how that should slot in time-wise with other work elsewhere. But to John's point about, you know, a plan for every area within our purview, I don't think that these things are, you know, yeah, it may be that that for a whole variety of reasons, including availability of funding, it might be necessary or it might not be possible to proceed at once everywhere. So some sort of prioritization in terms of the Park Center area versus further improvements at Desjardins versus the Fair Oaks area playground, whatever it might be. I certainly see the merit to that. But we've been talking for several months about wanting to see improvements to the Park Center area. The mayor couldn't have been more clear. Issue a request for proposals. That was very, very sound advice.
We've been talking, you know, for 12 years about a community center.
Well, and you're proceeding with that.
So,
that's great.
We were also talking about putting a splash pad in.
I think you want more of, so like, say, number one, you people put Camp Oakdale, you want to focus in on that and let's get that done. So if that's what the majority of the people say that's number one, then that's what they can focus on.
That's what I mean. If, you know, I know what the mayor has asked, and, you know, I also was looking at big picture. So we aren't just don't want to just focus on the pavilion. We do want plans for all the other areas also. Right?
I don't think you can afford plans
confused,
for every area.
You know, again, because this all costs money.
Well, and which leads to another question. I mean, is I won't put the mayor on the spot by asking this question. We're probably looking to next year's budget versus funds available now. Although
there's nothing available.
Although now. The mayor made the point about planning money in other departments' budgets Mayor Bunnell of the planning department's budget, for example, having those kinds of financial resources available. The point is that it will probably cost a certain amount of money for it will certainly cost a certain amount of money for a improvement plan for the Park Center area versus another area versus another area. May wind up with six plans. And as a result, the overall scheme that you're envisioning, while it's important, we'll come at a much greater cost, I would think, than a focused scheme on the Park Center. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I missed the discussion we've had about this.
I seem to be the one that's out of sync here.
Well, I don't think so. I just think we're talking requested. About two different things. I think we've been talking about a focused look at the Park Center area, as well as I think we used the word 20,000-foot view of the entire system, so to speak.
Well, and again, I thought what I was asking was something relatively simple. If nine commission members said that a splash pad is their number one priority, why would we focus on the Camp Oakdale Pavilion? Why wouldn't we do a master plan where we would envision the splash pad going?
Well, I think we were talking about...
The only purpose of this is to see if we have things in the SIP plan that it sounds like nobody even cares about anymore. Priorities change. So I was just trying to get
priorities change, maybe even from...
That's right. That was my only intent, was to try to see if... Yeah. Everybody's priority has changed. You know, if the most important thing in everybody's mind is the parking lot at Camp Oakdale Pavilion and finishing that area,
I think that may be a...
That's all.
You paved the parking lot.
Well, we can't pave it.
Even build it the way you want to, and next month, you can move that road to line Oxford Meeting House. Is that the two roads?
No, see, to me, it wouldn't make any sense to do the paving without looking at the big picture.
Per facility.
But that may not be number one in everybody's mind anymore. That's all. That was my only intent. If everybody doesn't agree with it, I'm fine with just throwing that piece of paper away.
Maybe the solution is simply this. I mean, I think we talked at some length last time. John and others made some great points, and that's what I thought. That's where I thought we all were collectively. On the idea that we really need a plan for each area, because it doesn't really impact what happens, what happens at Des Jardins doesn't really impact what happens at at Camp Oakdale, for example, or somewhere or subsections of Camp Oakdale, and so it may be a matter of prioritizing which of those areas deserve the most focus. Des Jardins is getting quite a bit of focus lately, so maybe that's set for a while now. But I think that, as John articulated, if I'm not misunderstanding him, we really need a plan for each area. But what's most important? What areas are most important?
The reason that comes into play is because I don't want to put pressure on the town council. We're never going to get funding to do plans for all the areas in one fiscal year. Never going to happen.
We'll
so we got to pick one. That's why I thought we should prioritize. You know,
what's our top three highly used facilities?
Excuse me?
What's our top three used facilities? If you had to pick, you know.
Probably the most used facility is the recreation fields.
Yeah, Camp Oakdale, the Pavilion, and Fair Oaks.
There's your top three. Start right there. We get a plan for those three. And that's what we
But get. Again, I'm not trying to be a naysayer. We're not going to have enough money to do that.
We can pick the top
one. We'll have to. And again, that's the only purpose of this paper is to try to what's most important to this commission. You know, what do you think we should focus on first? That was the only intent on sending that little survey out.
Well, we can get a plan together for the athletic fields. And everything we do there is focused on what the plan is. Next year, we can ask for a development plan for the pavilion. And then following you, just work our way down.
Absolutely, if that's what the commission as a group agrees is the right priority, you know.
I mean, because we aren't serving the public's needs and pick what they use the most first and make our, like, to the least used.
But that also has to be, you have to weigh what needs repairs also.
Oh, that doesn't discard maintenance.
But that's where we've been spending all our money is on maintenance. You know, so I think we're on the same page. We're just kind of going about it a little
really
different.
Are, and I would not discount the ability and, frankly, the professional recognition of need on the part of a competent designer or architect to want to engage in a process with the client, who I guess maybe we would be, or at least in part be representative of, to determine, you know, as part of that design process, what are you looking to accomplish here? So I don't think that that's at all irrelevant. But I, you know, for whatever area we choose to focus on, or set of areas or priorities, be it the ball field area or the pavilion slash tennis court slash however broadly we determine that area, which needs to work together among several portions separated by roads. However we define where this focus should be in the first year, in the second year, or something like that, I'd simply like us to get closer to the point where we know that if money becomes available to plant 20 trees, we know where they should go.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with that.
You know, handicapped access sidewalk or so forth or something like that, we know, you know, where it's designed to go. And so it just seems to me that by identifying the top two, top three areas, whether to be done in 1 year or another year in terms of a planning process, that we're that much closer in terms of actually being able to put a shovel in the ground when resources are available.
We certainly have the ability to prioritize developing three or four plans, however many we choose, and put that as in our SIP plan for next year. And forgetting everything else. We can do that because it is important. I see now, not to, you know, call people out, but we've been mucking around for what, year and a half, trying to find a place to put the building that was money was allocated for 2 years ago.
You know, another thing,
and we still don't have a building that's desperately needed because we didn't do any planning for it.
Yeah. Well,
that's all. No, I mean, so I'm not opposed to that.
But I don't know how. I don't know to what extent our.
We shouldn't even have put it on the table until we knew where it was going.
You make the point about SIP plans, Rocky, but as you know, I think you know that the existence of a capital improvement plan for town or the necessity of one on the part of a town is driven by a lot of factors, and the actual delivery of that capital improvement plan may be completely separate from the need to have one. We could certainly put $250,000 of town-wide park landscape improvement planning onto a SIP plan, number one priority next year. But maybe the more realistic plan is to communicate with the town council and to say, look, this is what we're trying to achieve. What's realistically possible? What's realistically available? And if we're told, well, the answer is $20,000, well, that's enough to get us some planning, but not very detailed if it's applied system-wide. But it could tell us about where to plant trees at Camp Oakdale.
Well, I mean, for example, I mentioned $25,000 we have in ARPA funds, or had in ARPA funds. We thought that would be good to develop cost estimates for the community center for our three options. But in reality, what ended up is that what we have to do is come up with these, what were the words you were looking for, the information that we would need to give to an architect. They would end up spending most of that money for someone to kind of put the bid package together before they could go out and get cost estimates. So that's kind of what we're looking at, I think.
Well, it gets back to the question I had. I don't know anything about putting together a request for proposals, or whether that's something we would even be responsible for, as opposed to working together with the finance director or with the public works director. I just know that the suggestion by the mayor last month struck me as a way of getting off the dime in terms of taking step one with some planning.
And maybe, you know, maybe that's the thing to focus on, because we're close, I think, at the pavilion. You know, I don't think anybody would disagree. It would be great if the roads could be relocated and lined up, and the parking could be improved, and maybe we just put that in words and try to see if we can get money to get an architect to put something together for that.
Which is an interesting example of what a plan could look like. If it had to do with actually relocating some roads and intersections, well, that's going to be expensive to deliver whenever it comes time to actually accomplish that. But we know that we're in the plan, not locating some sort of a, you know, ancillary structure right in the path of.
No, we're not building something in the area where the new road would be.
Right, exactly. we're not, you know, putting a parking lot in an area where we want, you know, the trees or something.
We'll make
that
a pickleball game hard.
We just think it's a slightly different thing, Rocky, than the question of what priority we place on a splash pad, or what priority do we. You know, place on handicapped paved walkway in the ball field area. We've been all through that. We know that these are all good ideas.
Yeah, and there's some things that some of the new members might not know, is that we have plans from CLA to put a handicap walking track all around the ball fields. You know, we have that.
A lot of these plans already exist, as you say.
They exist.
Yeah.
I don't think we've really talked about doing much else up at the ball fields, besides maintenance. Everything now is maintenance, you know.
Presumably, if that paved walkway were created, there might be some minor landscape improvements associated with that. That's only to be expected. But we're not even at the point of having that kind of a plan in the pavilion area. We don't really know what's feasible or what's even intended by Public Works in terms of fixing the puddle problem, the drainage issues.
No, you know, that's been on our agenda forever, spending money on that Field 7.
Yeah, and again, you know, is what's done going to impact what's hoped to do in terms of other parts of that site? I think that none of us are under any illusion that the idea of moving roads is something that's going to come cheaply, or out of some excess money in the budget some year. And I'm not even necessarily sure that that is the most important element of such a scheme. But if that's part of the scheme, it should be planned for. If it's part of the scheme that we should have some sort of a sidewalk or a handicap parking area there, it should be planned for also. And as John makes the point, I think he's picked up on something I'm trying to say, how can you do any of this when some money does become available if you don't know where to do it? Even if, you know, the Boy Scouts raise money to plant 10 trees or something like that, which I think would be wonderful. That would be a great project. But Where should that be? What species? Where should they be located in that area? You don't want the wrong choice that's subject to some sort of a blight or is located so closely to a building that when it gets big, it poses a hazard. We can make all kinds of examples, obviously.
So what would we have to do right now, Rocky, if we kind of all agree, I'm saying, to get this?
Someone would have to put some what do we want in these areas? And just commit it to paper. We'd have to maybe vote on it, and then we...
What do we need, Mayor?
I'm just saying, can we...
What do you need from us?
What do we need to give you to get ideas or an architect up to the pavilion area?
You thought you're getting out easy.
To get this moving.
My opinion is, first of all, you do have multiple parks. It seems to me that your attention keeps focusing back on the large pavilion park. That means, what do we have in that large pavilion park? We have tennis courts, which we worked on to get. We have pickleball courts, which we worked on to get. We have a dog park, which we worked on to get. We have a new, now, pavilion, large pavilion, which we worked on to get. We have a volleyball court there, which we worked on to get. We have restroom facilities, which we worked on to get. What else is missing in that? That whole issue, the whole park, what is missing? My opinion is parking. It's up to you to come up with what else you would like to see in there. Someone here needs to, and I was hoping it was going to be on the agenda for tonight, someone needs to put on the agenda a motion to approve or to recommend that an RFP be submitted for a consultant, an architect, to come up with a conceptual drawing on what that park should look like, to include parking and whatever else you think it should include. It's up to you to come up with what it should include. If nothing else, let's get parking done, and let's get an architect in there that is going to provide the scenery to enhance it. Or come up with what else needs to be put in there. Maybe an architect will come up there and say, we need a airport. Remember, the biggest thing that place is lacking is parking. Many years ago, the goal was to provide parking across the street on 163 where the dog park is today. That was going to be your parking area. And that got dropped by the wayside for whatever reason, I don't know. They had an Army Corps of Engineers that were going to come in and level it and put in the parking. And it would have been the greatest thing that park ever needed. Now, what do we have? There's been ideas of realigning that intersection to Simpson Lane, maybe. But we've got something in the works. We just need to find out. We don't know what we don't know. And someone else coming in there and looking at that is going to come up with an idea, and you're all going to say, why didn't I think of that? But you ask for an RFP to submit a plan and what it's going to cost. We already lost a month. If we're going to put it on the agenda for capital improvements, we got to get moving on it. Let's get an RFP out there. Someone put it on the agenda for a motion and get an RFP and ask for ideas on a design. We can get it worded. Let's just get a motion where everybody agrees on what to do.
Well, and that was what I was attempting to do. I was trying to get people to prioritize what we thought was important so that then we could take the next step, which would be to convey that, to move forward. We're getting plans, right.
Well, let's get to the point a little bit here. I think I've heard strong support from the mayor over the course of several meetings now
for improvements to be made to that Park Center area. Let's not forget, there's a significant road that passes through it, people crossing back and forth, there's potentially safety issues, parking, as the mayor's pointed out, and then trying to make it look nice after we've cut all the trees and so forth. So, and I also have heard the mayor make a point just now about, he didn't use this word, but my thought was the word consultation. In other words, an architect, unless you go about this process in a very backward way, as part of the remit of the architect, as part of what you're hiring an architect or a planner to do, a designer, is to work with the client to come up with a design. Coming up with a set of priorities ourselves sort of just would be duplicating that process, I think. You certainly wouldn't want to hire an architect upon an RFP that doesn't provide for those kind of services. Then you just come up with a plan for an airport, as the mayor pointed out. So, look, at this point, this is a matter that is on our agenda tonight. We're on 10D Parks Master Plan. I would propose a motion, if, Mr. Chair, you would entertain it, that the commission proceed upon a reasonable time frame, to work toward issuance of a request for proposals for design and or architectural services in connection with parks improvements to the Camp Oakdale Pavilion, tennis courts, Park Center area.
Couldn't say that again.
Gloria might have to read it back. And I'm open to an amendment to that language. I'm just trying to, summarize what was expressed.
I just personally don't see what that does. We're not voting on trying to get, anything specific. That's
get professional help.
Well, I think we agree to that.
So let's vote on getting professional help, get this FRP going, this RFP.
I just don't know what that does, but if you want to reword that, we can vote on it.
Look, Rocky,
and I can abstain if I don't agree with it.
You can vote against it if you want. And maybe what we should actually just for discussion purposes, I don't mean to take over your role, but we haven't had a second.
You can make motions.
Well, I did. And so to discuss it, we need
you
a
have
second.
To, you have, no one has.
I'll second it.
All right. Discussion, right? I'm not trying to usurp your role here, Rocky, but look, we've asked the mayor, what's the path forward? The mayor is familiar with the municipal procurement process. He's familiar with how the town hall works. He's familiar with the bidding process for these things. He suggested to us, I think as loudly as he can, that this is the way forward. And I think I take that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Mr. Mayor, but I take that to mean that this is something you'll help us and stand behind and hope to achieve some funding one way or another to make it happen.
And my only reluctance to this is I think we should actually have something to put in this motion that we've discussed this, we feel we would like to get architectural help in locating improving parking and traffic flow at the Camp Oakdale Pavilion area. And we would like architectural help to do that and provide landscaping.
I think that to me is
a motion. The current motion is just,
well,
you know what I'm saying. It's generic. It doesn't, I think we all already agree to all that.
Well, let's work on the motion then.
You got it first. You take this one off, right? If they want to change it.
Well, we can't.
The motion.
I don't know if we can add it because this is a special meeting.
I think you're right.
I don't think we can do this right now, unfortunately.
Wait a minute.
Now, it is on the agenda.
This is an item on the agenda.
So we can.
Of course we can. Why can't we? It's an item on the agenda. Gloria has some thoughts on the subject, it seems.
This is a special meeting, correct?
Okay, because it's D.
However, it's on your agenda, so therefore you can talk about it, do a motion, whatever you choose.
Yes,
okay.
That's what I thought.
So do we want to go that far? Do we want to say, do we want to make the decision tonight that we'd like to, we would like, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth. We want to, we would like to see the road intersections relocated so they line up. And we would like the parking area improved.
I don't think we're doing, I think we're talking about, Rock, I think we're talking about just getting a professional in to give us an opinion.
And then that, to me, that would be a motion. We would say we want these things and we want professional help to tell us, help us do that.
Specific aspects like
that's what I think. I think that motion has some teeth in.
We can meet with the architect when that happens and we can say, hey, we're looking at A, B, C, and D. What do you think?
Right.
How do you think we should go about this?
And the public works director, maybe working with state officials, state highway officials, might say as part of this process,
that
you know what,
happen.
Relocating roads isn't going to work.
Forget it. They may say it's not going to happen.
So the motion ought to be, I think, improvements, you know, just in a general sense, park improvements.
Yeah, just
speaking generic as possible. The road, you scream safety later.
For the pavilion area or a pavilion and the dog park area?
Pavilion, dog park, that tennis area. Courts, that general core park center area.
Right.
Make it one.
We don't really have a
And with no board. Specifics whatsoever.
Specific to meet with an architecture planning to come up with a master plan for that location.
Correct.
Talk with the architect, get feedback from him, have the mayor, public works, and let them do what they do. Without, you know,
okay, someone want to come up with another cut at the motion?
Okay.
You'd have to take
yeah,
this
you knocked their socks really? Off at the last
one. You have to remove this,
go ahead,
one.
Remove
Gloria.
This one. You have to remove this one, right, first?
Yes.
I withdraw my motion and will propose this alternative motion. That the commission proceeds to consult with town officials, including but not limited to the mayor and the public works director, toward the issuance of a request for proposals for park improvements to encompass the Camp Oakdale Pavilion, dog park, tennis and pickleball court, and associated park center areas. And to issue said requests for proposals within a reasonable time frame.
I second that.
Second?
Any discussion?
I do have one point of discussion. I will ask the mayor, not to put him on the spot again.
He's going to leave.
In your opinion, Mr. Mayor, would it be proper for a request for proposals to be issued by this commission or by the town council? Who issues requests for proposals?
Finance department.
Okay. So.
So how do we get them to do it?
Yeah.
So that should be in the motion to ask the finance department to, I'm not sure what the right word for it is, for finance department to submit or to send out an RFP.
We may be getting ahead of ourselves. I think we actually have to propose this to the town council.
Well, here's the thing. I think
because we don't have any money to do any of this.
What does it cost to send out an RFP?
I think we need the town council to be on board with this.
I think it's only advertising costs. And I'm sure you have that in your budget this year. Here's the thing.
Actually, I think CLA, I didn't mean to cut you off, Mr. Mayor. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Need to, you're targeting next year's budget. That's what you're targeting. And someone is going to submit a proposal to you that you're going to try to budget for through capital improvements.
The RFP packages, I know the basketball courts were done by CLA, and they're pretty extensive. They have to cost, I wouldn't even guess, significant amount of money to put one of those together, $5,000 to $10,000 probably.
We're already at what? No.
In engineering cost, you're
talking
about?
We're at no already. Let's go for yes.
So, you know.
The bid package. Yeah.
It's. I think your motion is fine as is. You know, who we submit it to, I think it ends up, we make the motion, we can see if Kate can get it on the town council agenda to say, yeah, we agree with this, and, you know, but that gives us time to put together what we're looking for.
Then I think what you're saying is that you understand the language of the motion saying to issue a request for proposals to, in fact, mean to utilize the process and to work with the finance.
I think that goes without saying.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Well, I think what you're asking for right now isn't a cost issue.
Right now, I think we're looking to get an architect even come talk to us without getting paid, number one. Well, I don't know that.
They may.
They're hungry for money.
Yeah, they're looking
for
work.
Well, but that was one of the problems with getting cost estimates for the community center. Is that they wanted money to go to the next step. So I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying we've got to start somewhere.
They may or may not be willing to come out and consult for
I think
free,
the motion is fine as is, and, you know, let's we should move forward with it, and then that gives us time to fill in what we're looking to get done up there.
Yeah. Within a reasonable time frame, that gives us flexibility. We may make progress next month. We may not, but we're.
Now, Kate, does this got to go back to you, to the council to approve this, to move this?
After we do this motion, this is something that would, because again, the council has to approve anything that requires funding, I believe.
Let the council tell us that we've acted improperly by doing this. We might be, but they can tell us that if that's the case.
And let's just vote and move on from there.
So, any other discussion? Do we want to do a yay or nay vote?
Yes.
Sure. All right. All in favor? Is the motion set, Gloria? You good? Okay. Good. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Boy, people are going to be upset they missed this meeting.
Okay. Communication.
Now, that being said, Rocky, I want to make clear that the member poll that you've initiated with regard to a sense of priorities of improvements system-wide overall and so forth, I still think is a great idea and should proceed. And, you know,
and I think they're tied together. I still don't separate them.
Well,
I think they're tied together.
That process will inform what then happens as part of any improvements at the Park Center.
No, I think we go forward with your list there and prioritize it and go from there. But I think you'll see that Camp Oakdale will probably be one of the number one issues that are addressed. But
yeah, well, and it's a good time because we need to start thinking about what we're looking to do in our next capital improvement plans and that kind of stuff. So, all right, communications. I don't have any remarks on the public. Remarks from the public?
I just want to say that
regardless of how the motion is worded, the intent is to move things forward to find out, are we incurring a cost or are we not incurring a cost? Whose responsibility is it to move this idea forward?
That's the problem.
To ask for improvements that you've identified as landscaping and parking. Nothing else. Landscaping and parking. That's what we're talking about. We're not not making more than what it is. So unless one of you said, no, I want a heliport in there. Okay, that's an example. If you had another idea on something else that should be included, fine. But what's included right now is the parking and landscaping.
And a water park.
I mean, let's say you all decided today to make a motion to put a water park in. Include the water park with the parking and the landscaping. Give me an architectural firm that's going to tell me where that water park should go, where that parking should go, and where what do we need for landscaping. And what is? Give me a proposal on what it's going to cost. Okay, we know it's going to cost $400,000. Put it on the capital improvement. This is our plan. It's in place. We got a design. Now we got to fund it. Okay? Needs assessment and funding.
And it is important because, again, we can put trees in at any time if we know where they need to go.
If you know where they need to go.
That's exactly where we're looking.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, I've identified all the things, and I forgot to mention the most important thing. We got rid of that goddamn hill. That is opened it up to so everyone can see what a beautiful place it is. Now let's do some landscaping and add the parking. So
and if only everything could be done that easily, right, Mr. Mayor?
Well, I got to tell you, you talked about ARPA funds tonight, and that's been handled questionably. We don't know what we got, where it is. That's going to stop. Okay? It's going to stop. I started it tonight. You don't even know about it. What was the other thing you were talking about? The tool shed, for Public Works. I went to John last week, 2 weeks ago, and I said, "Enough's enough. Get your specs. Let's get it going. Let's get it put out the bid, and get it done." You know, kicking the can down the road. The kennel is the same thing. We've been kicking that can down the road for 6 years. Tonight we finally got dates for the specs, for the bids, for everything DECD wanted. We got some dates, and we're talking mid-November. We should get the bids back. So hopefully, my point is, let's get things done.
Very good. Thank you. Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
So I was trying to find out about that ARPA money as we were meeting, and I don't have an answer yet. So I know the mayor's on it. I'm on it. So we'll work on that. And I will bring this back to the next our town council meeting.
Okay.
Okay. If it needs to be, I'm going to talk to the chair.
Okay.
Okay.
And anything else? Thank you. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
No.
Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Chase.
No, thank you.
Commissioner Plakis.
Oh, good.
Commissioner Deb.
So is this on agenda, or can I bring up something that maybe we should talk about later on?
You can talk about anything you want at this point in time, I think.
Hopefully Pete can give us like all the activities they have and the costs, and maybe we should start considering raising some of the costs of some of the activities that are going in town.
There's something I've asked Pete to do, and we were going to talk about it tonight and push off, and that was what we charge for rental of some of our spaces.
Stuff like
okay
that.
So he said he'd have it for us for the next meeting. Okay. Could you also tabulate what we charge for all our different programs?
I
made the comment, I think, a month or two ago that, like, dance, we might not be charging enough for dance, and especially out of town, there's only a $5 difference right now. So,
just something like that. I was thinking.
Absolutely, that would be good.
And so that, we can get more money, maybe we can help pay for some of the stuff that we're doing, or even fixing up the fields.
Yep, he couldn't get the info together. I wanted to talk about the rental fees tonight, but
okay.
Hopefully we'll get it for next meeting.
Yeah, I've only received information from four other communities about their fees. Some of them are pretty interesting.
Oh, to see if we're compatible to what other?
No, we're all over the place. I mean, some of them are really high, some are even less than we are. But one of them was interesting in that they have a very similar pavilion, in which they charge, I don't know, and I'm just throwing a number out, like $250 to use it. You get it between like 8 and 2. If you, and then they rent it out again, 3 to 9 or 3 to 10. Mm-hmm. But if you want it all day, you pay both fees.
Okay, that makes
so,
sense.
I mean, that's how, so no one's, I mean, you could rent that thing out, you know, 4 times in 2 days. So that's how they're generating their revenue, and they're keeping that revenue for the repairs of that facility.
And that's what
put
I'm
it
thinking
into
of.
A special account.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, to help repair.
Yeah, but currently ours goes into the general fund, so I'm not sure that the accounts would want that number removed from the general fund to put into.
Yeah, I don't know what they can and can't do,
but that's
charter,
their call.
But that's,
yeah, we'll look at that later. Yeah, that's all I have.
That's their call.
I'm sorry.
All right, thank you. Bill?
I'm good, thank you.
I don't have anything.
Larry? All right, I don't have anything tonight. Thank you all. Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. 8:02, I think. Yeah. You know what? We never talked about the disc golf. Darn it. I want to talk about that at the end.